Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. The White House's Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, has won a round in court. CBS's Scott McFarland.
Divided U.S. Supreme Court ruled DOGE can continue accessing sensitive information from the Social Security Administration with personal information of millions of Americans. That's pending the outcome of a lawsuit seeking to stop it.
The lawsuit was filed by a group of labor unions and retirees who argue DOGE should be subject to the Freedom of Information Act. The Maryland man who was mistakenly deported to El Salvador in March has been returned to the U.S. to face charges in an indictment that was unsealed yesterday. Attorney General Pam Bondi.
The grand jury found that over the past 9 years, Abrego Garcia has played a significant role in an alien smuggling ring.
CBS News legal analyst Jessica Levinson.
The Trump administration did eventually follow what the Supreme Court said. He is back in this country. They have not decided to institute immigration proceedings. Instead, what they've decided to do is to institute federal criminal proceedings against him. The next step now is not that he goes to an immigration court. It's that he goes to a federal criminal court for an arraignment.
That's scheduled for Friday. If convicted, Abrego Garcia would serve his sentence in the U.S., then return to El Salvador. There are allegations of hazing and sexual assault involving the soccer team at the prestigious Central Catholic High School in San Antonio. Here's CBS's Karen Hua.
15-year-old CJ Garcia was the first to come forward with accusations. We spoke to parents Carlos and Christina Garcia.
He immediately said, "If you make me go to school here, 3 more years, I will kill myself."
The freshman made it onto the varsity soccer team in January. According to his parents, the hazing began soon after. The first time, he said two senior players locked him in a cage. Garcia's parents told police in an incident report that one of the players is the principal's son. A lawyer for the Garcia family says other students have come forward now with more complaints.
The school says 5 students have been disciplined. The Arkansas prison escapee known as the Devil in the Ozarks has been caught after a 2-week manhunt. CBS's Ian Lee has more on the capture of Grant Hardin.
Authorities found the 56-year-old just a mile and a half from the prison he escaped from in the northern part of the state, which underscores the difficulty of the search. The mountainous area is covered in dense vegetation and dotted with caves. A special tracking team from the Border Patrol had arrived in recent days, and according to officials, dogs picked up Hardin's scent, which led searchers directly to him.
Hardin, the former police chief of the small town of Gateway, Arkansas, was serving time in prison for murder and rape. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Partly sunny, highs in the upper 70s today. Slight chance of a thunderstorm this afternoon. Chance of a storm tonight with a low around 55. Showers and thunderstorms on Sunday with a high near 75. Clearing out tomorrow night with a low around 52. Monday, showers in 67.
It's 60 at our studios.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome from the show Young Sheldon, actor Lance Barber. And we'll talk about the amazing career and life of Michael J. Fox. We are going to light it like it's Monday.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Welcome to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small, your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Brought to you by LakeLink, your online fishing resource at lake-link.com.
Outdoors Radio is also brought to you by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, and Green Bay, profhearingcare.com, and by Blaine's Farm and Fleet, serving Wisconsin, Illinois, Iowa, and Michigan with 45 locations and everything you need for life in the Midwest. Shop online anytime at farmandfleet.com. I'm Dan Small. Today, an amazing fish story from Lake Superior, hearing protection for summer outdoor activities, and the annual Gordon Macquarie Pilgrimage. All that and more coming up on Outdoors Radio, so stay right there. If you're ever in a motor vehicle accident, call Hupe and Abraham, named Best Personal Injury Law Firm by the Wisconsin Law Journal year after year. The firm of Hupe and Abraham has collected more than $1 billion for its clients. In fact, they collect millions of dollars every month for hundreds of satisfied clients. Call the firm voted best and rated best. Hupe and Abraham, 800-800-5678, or visit hupe.com. And all 11 offices of Hupe and Abraham in Wisconsin, Iowa, and Illinois are open for business. Jeff Kelm joins me from the road again. You're in Fond du Lac back in Wisconsin this week for the Mercury Nationals, right?
That's right. Mercury National, 278 boats for this one. They look like they'll have some good weather to go out onto Lake Winnebago and try to catch their five best walleyes between the two people in each boat.
All right. This is a two-day event?
Yep. Saturday, Sunday. It's all part of Walleye Weekend in Fond du Lac.
Okay. And how does the tournament work? So you've got two anglers. They can enter only five fish, right?
That's correct. I mean, the Winnebago, like most bodies of water now in the state of Wisconsin, it's three fish apiece. So if you're going to have five in the boat at some point, there'll be an angler who is not fishing, and you'll have to rely on your partner who still has that open spot for a fish in the boat to catch that fifth fish.
Well, that makes it a little trickier than in the days when we could each catch five fish, right?
Yeah, it does make things a little bit more interesting, but it is just part of the game you play. And I think if you plan out what your day looks like and how you're going to, you know, finagle things, guys are just fine with it.
Yeah, okay. So what do? Do you troll for big fish or go in the weeds or hit the rocks?
It's so hard to try to beat forward-facing sonar right now and pick off the largest fish in the system. That doesn't mean you have them locked down. It certainly doesn't mean that they'll eat, but go and find those fish, and that's going to be hard to beat. But I will say that this event, traditionally, you see a lot of the locals who are slip bobber fishing. A lot of them are going to be pulling crawler harnesses and things like that here as the water warms up. And so you typically see, you know, a guy and his partner who have probably spent most of their lives out on Lake Winnebago win this event.
Uh-huh. Okay. Forward-facing sonar doesn't tell you what the fish is. It just tells you roughly the size and where it is, right?
Yeah. Forward-facing sonar is pretty good. If you got it tuned in well enough, you can tell if you're fishing for walleyes or something else.
Wow. Okay. Well, last weekend, you were on Lake Oahe in South Dakota. How did that tournament go?
Yeah, about what I thought it would. About 50 pounds of fish for 2 days, 50 pounds, 13 ounces to win, in fact. And the winners, Dwayne Jelm and Tyson Keller, both who I have handed trophies to at Lake Oahe before for two different events. But those guys, we were trying to do the math. It's somewhere around $300,000 that those two have won on Lake Oahe over the decade.
Dwayne Jelm, that's a familiar name. You've called his name before.
Yes, it is. He is a Missouri River monster. He just every pool on the Missouri River system, he seems to sniff out the right fish that he needs. And I've handed trophies to him multiple times, including for an NTC in Mobridge on Lake Oahe, a trophy for the NWT at Lake Francis Case in Pickstown, and one up on Sakakawea. So he's just so hard to beat.
Yeah, well, good for him. Good for him. Some people wonder, I think, and maybe they ask you too, but what do you do as a tournament director?
Great question, Dan. Great question. A lot of what I do is logistics. So between making sure that I have the right people in place to make the weigh-in process as fluid as possible, meaning volunteers in place, my trained staff to make sure the weigh-in program is running correctly, all of that on site. I also organize everything with the host community. So if we need permits for where we're parking trailers or we're renting a space or whatnot, we have all of that organized prior to. And a lot of that takes a lot of phone calls and emails a year to 2 years ahead of time to start to establish not only the relationship, but really the logistics of things, because everybody's busy, you know, especially at this time of year, you have weddings at this place, or you have this, and, you know, you have other tournaments going on, and just trying to plan out those logistics. So it is all of the finer details that most people don't think that goes on behind the scenes of a tournament. That's what really I'm trying to control as best as I possibly can. And it's a different dynamic for me than a lot of them, is that I'm on stage doing the MC portion. So I really have to rely on my crew to be confident in what they're doing so that they can operate without me really being available to grab at just a moment's notice. They certainly can, but we try to avoid it as much as possible.
Yeah, well, a lot of behind the scenes and a lot of designating people to do a certain job and making sure they do it.
Cool. A lot of delegation. Yep, absolutely.
That's the word, delegation. Well, Jeff, delegate well, and we will catch up with you again next week. You're home next weekend.
I am home next week, Dan, wow.
Well, we'll try to talk to you at both ends of the show next week. So have a great tournament.
All right, thanks, Dan.
You bet. Coming up, Larry Bergman invites listeners to attend a Gordon McCrory pilgrimage in Bayfield County in August. Todd Berg shares a Lake Superior big fish story, and audiologist Dr. Allie Anderson offers advice for hearing protection when using loud outdoor equipment from tractors to chainsaws. All that and more straight ahead on Outdoors Radio.
A Blaine's Farm and Fleet original story.
Why is everyone coming on their riding mowers and UTVs?
I figured all the neighbors could use a break from yard work, so I invited them for a...
Ooh, a ride-on lawnmower movie?
Or, as I like to say, a movie.
For beautiful lawns, backyard parties, and everything in between, we've got the values you need to do things your way. Blaine's Farm and Fleet. Be an original.
Are you ready to wake up the deep bite? Meet the Gold Miner 30 from Rapala, your new secret weapon for trolling the depths to wake up your next trophy catch. This hard-running bait dives fast to 30 feet with a wide tail swing and a loud rattle, built to fire up big walleye, lake trout, northern pike, muskie, and more. Whether you're working the breaks on Lake of the Woods or chasing giants on Mille Lacs, the Gold Miner 30 tracks true at any speed and comes in 20 proven colors. 5 years now at Rapala.com or your favorite fishing retailer.
Hi, my name is Dr. Allie Anderson, an audiologist with professional hearing care. I myself know how much fun it is to be at deer camp telling stories and playing cards. However, when you have a hearing loss, it can be very difficult and taxing on the brain long term. If you or a loved one has been experiencing hearing loss or tinnitus, give our clinic a call at 608-292-4916 or go to profhearingcare.com to book a free consultation.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information, Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Professional Hearing Care, LLC, has offices in Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, and Green Bay, Wisconsin. It's a full-service hearing health care clinic, and they are also the highest-rated practice in Wisconsin. Their website is profhearingcare.com, and you can call for information or appointments. The number to reach them at is 608-292-4916, and that is a number that's keyed to our broadcast.
So they will know that you heard about it on Outdoors Radio. And your first consultation, of course, is absolutely free. And joining me now from, I think, in Fitchburg is Dr. Allie Anderson. Dr. Allie, thanks for joining us and welcome back to the Outdoors Radio Network.
Yes, I'm happy to be back on the show, that's for sure. And yes, I am in Fitchburg on a beautifully sunny day.
A beautiful day. We've had a mix of days in May, and we're looking forward to some stable weather. At least I am. I don't know about you.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, well, how is the mom-to-be doing? Our listeners who've been paying attention know that you are going to have a baby soon.
Yeah, so far so good. Baby's getting stronger and lets me know all the time that it's there.
Okay. Doing a little kicking?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So it's good and healthy so far, so can't complain.
Excellent. Okay. Well, do you have different summer hours at your various offices?
Nope. So our hours remain the same throughout the summer. Ours are still full-time in Mauston, and we're actually now full-time in Fitchburg and full-time in our Green Bay office. Westby is still on Wednesdays, and La Crosse is Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday.
Yep. Okay. And normal hours would be what, 9 to 5 or 9 to 4, something like that?
We're open until 5, except for on Friday, we're open until 2 o'clock, and doors open at
8:30 to 2 on Friday, 8:30 to 5 other days, which means Friday afternoon you could go fishing. Have you done any fishing?
I haven't done any fishing quite yet, but yes, that's my goal, is to get outside as much as possible this summer.
Yeah.
Get my feet in the water, for sure.
There you go. And speaking of summer, this is power tool lawn mowing, chainsawing time. I see a lot of people mowing with all the rain that we've had. And a lot of them are wearing hearing protection. And they've got those over-the-ear protectors like mine that also are a radio. People are catching on to that, aren't they?
Yeah, it's so good to wear hearing protection. The over-the-ears are better than in-the-ears, because the in-the-ear hearing protection, many people don't actually get them placed correctly, allowing sound to come through, so they're not as effective. The other positive about wearing the over-the-ear hearing protection with the radio is that they could potentially listen to you again.
But
it could be at a lower volume level because of that hearing protection in there.
Yeah.
And I also have a few patients who want to listen to podcasts or radio shows through their phone with their hearing aids. And I said, that's fine, but I want you to wear the over-the-ear hearing protection as well, just so that you're not blasting the sound in your ear to try to compensate for that lawnmower sound.
Yeah, for sure. I wear them all the time. In fact, I wore out a radio that is also over-the-ear hearing protection. I didn't wear out the device, but the cushions just kind of disintegrated after probably 10 mm-hmm. years, and I actually replaced them this year. Very happy that I did.
Yeah, I had a pair of those, too, because growing up, I was in charge of keeping the lawn mowed, and I also was in charge of plowing in the wintertime in our skid loader, and that's a very loud environment as well, and it helps pass the time listening to the radio, that's for sure.
Yeah, and for listeners who may not remember, you yourself, you're a young woman, but you wear hearing aids.
Yeah, I do, just to help with that tinnitus that I have going on, and, you know, in the summertime, we tend to get really warm and sweat more, especially when you're on the lawnmower. Hearing aids can hold up to that, the newer ones for sure. But that's where, you know, the wellness care, going in for those cleanings and service appointments, really come into play. Just to put them in the dryer and try to extract any moisture that does get into the device, because it can compromise on the overall sound quality as well.
Now, if you're wearing hearing aids, as I am, how do you know when it's time for a checkup?
Well, typically people around you will start to notice first. So if you're struggling in certain listening situations or missing things here or there, or my tinnitus patients will actually notice their tinnitus starting to come back a little bit, and that should trigger you right away to come in and make an appointment just to make sure everything's working properly and get you back up to where you need to be.
And that can include clearing your ears of wax or checking to see if there are any obstructions, right?
100%, yep. you want to make sure your ear canals are as clear as possible. And just for daily maintenance with that too, when you are in the shower, just letting water run in there. If you've never had a punctured eardrum or ear surgeries, it's very good for our ears to have water run in and come out. It just flushes it naturally.
What are your thoughts on using Q-tips to clean your ears?
I'm not in love with it, primarily because a lot of patients end up pushing the wax in deeper. I've taken wax out of people's ears where it's layer by layer by layer, because every time they go in with that Q-tip, it just puts another layer. So I don't recommend it. A lot of patients push it in deeper. And I've also taken out tips of Q-tips out of people's ears.
Wow.
So I always say some people are good Q-tippers and some people are really bad Q-tippers. I avoid Q-tips altogether.
Well, you've got another free symposium coming up real soon. Tell us about it.
Yes, this symposium is in Fitchburg. I know a lot of the listeners have come to my Fitchburg office for current patients and for new. What we'll be doing is talking about hearing loss in general, how it happens, what it looks like in the brain, the symptoms patients experience, the risk factors of not treating hearing loss or tinnitus, and then how treating your hearing loss and tinnitus can benefit not only our quality of life, but our brain health as well. So that is being held on June 17th. It's a little earlier than normal. It's at 9:30, but it's at the Fitchburg Community Center.
And this is free, right?
Yep, it's free. We just have light refreshments in the beginning. But yeah, free event for the whole community just to come and ask questions. I think it's a great opportunity for people to come together because everybody has typically the same question. And we get a really good discussion going as to why hearing loss happens or even what tinnitus is and how we treat it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And getting some of the nonsense out of the way, too, or the myths out there about treating hearing loss or tinnitus.
Yeah, very good. And how can we register for that?
You can call the radio show line, or you can go online to phcliveevents.com.
Okay, that is phcliveevent.com, and our radio show line, of course, is 608-292-4916. And speaking of the phone line, do you get a call now and then after the show airs?
I do. And they're the most fun patients when they come in because we get to talk hunting stories, fishing stories, and then, of course, address the hearing loss or tinnitus. I look forward to those appointments when I see them on the schedule.
Well, let's hope we get a few more after this show airs.
Yes, and they range from Michigan to, we had one come from Minnesota and one call in from Iowa. So it's pretty fun, the range of patients or either people that you get to reach as well. Fun, yeah. For me too.
Yeah, we do have stations in Minnesota and, of course, listeners in Michigan and in Iowa on broadcast stations and also on the podcast, because anybody can get the podcast. And we talk about how you can do that later in the show. Well, Dr. Alley, thank you so much, as always. And I hope you continue to have an uneventful pregnancy and, a healthy baby when the time comes. And we will talk to you again in another month or so.
Wonderful. Thanks, Dan.
That was Dr. Alley Anderson, an audiologist with Professional Hearing Care, LLC. Their offices are in Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, and Green Bay. They are a full-service hearing health care clinic and the highest-rated practice in the state of Wisconsin. Their website is profhearingcare.com. You can sign up for the free symposium on June 17th at phcliveevent.com, or you can call 608-292-4916. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
Listen to more Outdoors Radio online at dansmalloutdoors.com. Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Most outdoors enthusiasts of my generation, and there are a few of us left, know the name Gordon McQuarrie. McQuarrie was the outdoors editor for the Milwaukee Journal from 1936 to 1956. And yeah, that was a long time ago, but McQuarrie lives on in the hearts and minds of his many, many readers. He built a cabin on Middle Eau Claire Lake in the town of Barnes in southern Bayfield County, and he wrote frequently about the hunting and fishing and other activities in northwestern Wisconsin. And joining me now to talk about Gordon McQuarrie and a very special event coming up in August is Larry Bergman. Larry is a director of the Barnes Area Historical Association, or BAHA for short, and he is manager of the McQuarrie exhibit at the Barnes Area Historical Association Museum, and of pretty much everything dealing with McQuarrie these days. The website is bahamuseum.org. Larry, thanks for joining us, and welcome to the Outdoors Radio Network.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity, Dan. Thank you.
You're quite welcome. Now, people who don't know McQuarrie might wonder why we're talking about a guy who died more than a half century ago. Why are some folks still reading McQuarrie today?
Once you start reading McQuarrie, it gets in your blood and you can't get it out of there. So like you said, people our age, we're closer to him. We put together, as part of the museum membership, a special membership called the ODHA Circle. That was his Old Duck Hunters Association tag that he did use for many of his stories. We have members in that organization now from 33 states. We have two in Canada and one in China.
Wow.
These are people all over the world. So McQuarrie is quite famous.
Yeah, he certainly is. And I'm a member, as you know, and I have been to the cabin that he built. I have attended two events, and we'll talk about one that's coming up in a couple months here. And there are, let's talk about the books first. There are several collections of his writings. One was published by Willow Creek Press, and that was put together by Zach Taylor. Tell us about that collection.
You know, McQuarrie in his day was just another good writer. He wasn't a legend at that point. Then he died in 1956, and that was his last year at the Milwaukee Journal, and he died prematurely, so things didn't happen much with McQuarrie's reading after that, or his writing, of course. But then when Zach Taylor, who was a fan of his, started thinking about it, Zach was a writer, he decided that compiling some of his best stories, and so he wrote that first book, called it Stories of the Old Duck Hunters. And then he had another one that came up later on called More Stories of the Old Duck Hunters. And then he had one more, and that was called Last Stories of the Old Duck Hunters. These were all stories that he thought were the best of the best. And those three books have become the trilogy of McQuarrie. They're not in print anymore, so you can get them online.
Now, those are stories that appeared in primarily the three major outdoor magazines, Outdoor Life, Field and Stream, and Sports Afield, with some from other magazines as well. McQuarrie was a magazine writer in addition to being the Journal Outdoors editor. And I should add this for people who don't know, he was the first full-time outdoors editor for a major newspaper in the United States.
That's right.
Yeah. So, okay. So those three books are still available, although they're out of print. But there are new books by Dave Evenson. Tell us about those.
Well, Dave has become part of our organization, Barnes Area Historical Association. He had the itch to do something, McQuarrie, because he's been a fan for many, many years. And he's one expert that you can ask him a question about McQuarrie, and he'll tell you where it is, what happened, which book it's in, all that. So he decided that, you know, all these articles that he wrote in his column, which was called Right Off the Reel in the Milwaukee Journal, you know, they might be an interesting book. So he talked to the Journal and he asked where they were, and they said, well, they're in our archives. And he said, would you consider releasing them for publication? And I said, well, maybe to a nonprofit organization. So we matched up really well. He got their permission. He put together a book called Right Off the Reel, which is the first group of those stories from his column. That went well, sold well. It's not a New York Times bestseller, but it's a great book for any hunter of ducks and fishermen. And then he went on to do another one called Dogs Drink and Other Dribble, which was another grouping of stories in there that had a theme to it. And then finally, there were a lot of unpublished magazine articles that Zach Taylor never did get into a book. So Dave decided to write a third book, and he called that Found Stories of the Old Duck Hunters. So all three of those books, along with the trilogy of Zach Taylor's, are all the stories that he ever wrote about the old duck hunters.
And those three books by Dave Evenson are available on the Baja website, aren't they?
They are. And you can find them on Amazon, too, if you want to go there. But, of course, we like to sell them to you.
Yeah, buy them direct, right. And then Keith Crowley, who is the biographer of Gordon McQuarrie, published a collection of Muskie stories recently.
Yeah, it's called McQuarrie on Muskies. He was quite a muskie fisherman, actually, you know, and Hayward is the home of the largest muskie ever caught. There was actually another one caught in Barnes that was not acknowledged as a large one, but it was pretty big.
Well, why do you find his work so appealing today?
Well, I grew up in northern Wisconsin, so I'm familiar with the area, and I knew about him. I had the trilogy a long time ago before I ever retired and came back up here. And then I got involved with the museum, and they had the exhibit area that was going to be for McQuarrie, and they had some of his things. They had one of his duck boats, some decoys, a number of things that went on display. So, I mean, I just kind of got the bug again, decided I'd help him out, and can't get away from it.
Yeah. Okay, and coming up now in August, you have the Gordon McQuarrie Pilgrimage. Tell us about that.
The pilgrimage is a weekend in August. This year it's going to be the 22nd, 23rd, 24th. And it's all about McQuarrie in one way or another. We have a road tour and a lake tour. We have a canoe trip. We do some sporting clays. We have a banquet. We have a large exhibit area and presentations. And it's all about McQuarrie. It goes on from Friday afternoon through Sunday. The canoe trip is an optional thing on Sunday. The sporting clays is an optional event on Friday morning. But it's nonstop McQuarrie. People get all their meals during this. We have a nice banquet. We usually get a keynote speaker or put a real good feature on there. You can either do a road tour, which goes on middle Eau Claire Lake where his cabin is, which is still there, which was built in the 20s by him and his father. So we get to visit that. We get to visit his neighbors in the lake there, descendants of his buddies and hunting partners up there. And then we do a road tour, which is very similar, and we go to a lot of the sites that he wrote his stories about.
Now, I have been to two of these pilgrimages, the very first one that Dave Thorson put on back in, was that 2017?
2016.
2016, okay. And we aired that on Outdoor Wisconsin. And then I attended another one and did the canoe trip, and we put that on Outdoor Wisconsin as well. I'm not going to be able to make it this year. But what's the appeal of taking a canoe ride down the Brule?
Well, the Brule is beautiful in itself. I mean, just being able to go down there. We have probably the top guide in the area, Damian Wilmot, leads the tour. We meet at the loading site. Damien gives us quite a history of the river and knows a lot about McQuarrie, and McQuarrie wrote stories about his escapades up and down that river. And so as you tour the river, you get to see those spots where McQuarrie did this or caught that fish, and then lunch is on board. So it's about a 6-hour trip. But just the beauty of it, nothing else, is a great event.
Absolutely. I've done that float a couple of times, and once with a TV crew, which was an exciting adventure. It's an easy trip if you've done any canoeing. There are a couple of rapids, but nothing really challenging, so you don't have to be an expert paddler to enjoy that float.
No, right.
Tell me about the banquet. You said there's a special event happening at the banquet this year.
Well, the people that have gone before to the pilgrimage, we always do a survey, and they all want to hear more McQuarrie and see more McQuarrie. So we'll bring back Dave Evenson, who did the books. He's also into theater in the town he lives in Cumberland, Wisconsin. So he's written a play that we're going to put on, and it's about one of McQuarrie's stories, which is called In the Presence of Mine Enemies. There's about 6 or 7 characters, all the cronies of McQuarrie, and it just illustrates the clever writing that he did. It's just a lot of fun. And along with that, we do some other things that present different sides of McQuarrie, but that's going to be the feature this year.
What do you think McQuarrie himself would think of this event?
Well, I think he'd be quite modest about it, and I think he'd probably say, oh, you don't want to do that, you know, and and then I think he'd go away, and McCrory liked his spirits, and he'd probably have a toast to it.
Yeah, he probably would, yeah. How can we register for this event?
Well, on our website, there's a spot to the pilgrimage. Hit that spot, it'll bring you to the pilgrimage. It'll tell you what we've been talking about, and then there are forms for registration on it, and you can register for either just the pilgrimage, which would be the Friday, Saturday, or you can add to it the Fording Clay shoot on Friday morning, or you can add to it a Sunday tour down the Brule River.
I would say make a weekend of it if you've got time. It was a tremendous event that I enjoyed both times, and I understand you change up some of the venues and route that you take, so even someone who's been before is going to learn something new about McCrory.
That's right. Well, there are so many things about him to present that it's difficult to get them all in one day or 2 days.
Well, Larry, thanks so much. Is there anything else you want to add to this?
You don't have to be a member of the ODHA circle to come to it. We've had husbands and wives. We've had a mother and three of her sons came to it 1 year. We welcome everybody and appreciate everybody's attendance and just try to keep the legend of Gordon McCrory alive.
And one of the highlights for me is the campfire that you do on one of the evenings and burning a pine knot from McCrory's stash of pine knots from the old cabin.
Yeah, that's a great one. We have a lot of stories there, and many of these people that come to it know so much about McCrory. They're experts in themselves, so it's just a good time, and it's relaxing, and it's a nice way to end. Friday evening before that, we have a fish fry, which is, of course, a Wisconsin legend in itself, and then we tour the museum and then go on to this campfire.
All right. Well, Larry, thanks so much, and I hope a lot of our listeners will take advantage of this and join you for the Gordon McCrory Pilgrimage.
Thank you, Dan. Thank you very much.
You're quite welcome. Folks, that was Larry Bergman. He's a director of the Barnes Area Historical Association. He manages the Gordon McCrory exhibit and helps organize the McCrory Pilgrimage, which is coming up August 22nd through the 24th this year in Barnes, Wisconsin, and that is in southern Bayfield County, not too far from Hayward. To learn more and to register, if you would like, visit bahamuseum.org. That's B-A-H-A museum.org. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
Here's a message from our friends at Remy Battery in Milwaukee, Waukesha, Escanaba, and Houghton. As we continue strong into almost 100 years of providing our community with high-quality batteries, we want to thank all of our customers and friends we have made over the years. We invite you to visit our newest location on Sunset Drive in Waukesha, formerly Challenger Battery. We have batteries from the largest military crafts and industrial machinery to alkalines and the smallest hearing aids. Big and small, we have them all. Stop in for a free battery and electrical check before you hit the road, trails, or the waters. Don't forget to ask our sales representatives about volume pricing. Call Remy at 414-384-0340 or visit online at remybattery.com for all your battery and battery accessory needs.
Okay, who's ready to fish? Fleet Farm's all stocked and ready to go with the hottest brands to help you gear up for the season. Like the latest lines and lures from Berkeley, Fluger rods and reels, Northland Tackle bobbers and bait, all sorts of Senko worms, the best in fish finders from Humminbird, Lowrance, and Garmin, St. Croix rods, new releases from Abu Garcia, and more. Stop in and check out the latest fishing gear from all your favorite brands at the best prices guaranteed at Fleet Farm.
Are you ready to wake up the deep bite? Meet the Gold Miner 30 from Rapala, your new secret weapon for trolling the depths to wake up your next trophy catch. This hard-running bait dives fast to 30 feet with a wide tail swing and a loud rattle, built to fire a big walleye, lake trout, northern pike, muskie, and more. Whether you're working the brakes on Lake of the Woods or chasing giants on Mille Lacs, the Gold Miner 30 tracks true at any speed and comes in 20 proven colors. Find yours now at Rapala.com or your favorite fishing retailer.
Hi, my name is Dr. Allie Anderson, an audiologist with Professional Hearing Care. I myself know how much fun it is to be at deer camp telling stories and playing cards. However, when you have a hearing loss, it can be very difficult and taxing on the brain long term. If you or a loved one has been experiencing hearing loss or tinnitus, give our clinic a call at 608-292-4916 or go to profhearingcare.com to book a free consultation.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The White House's Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, has won access to more of your personal data. CBS's Scott McFarland.
The divided U.S. Supreme Court ruled DOGE can continue accessing sensitive information from the Social Security Administration with personal information of millions of Americans.
Kilmar Abrego Garcia is back in the U.S. 3 months after he was mistakenly deported to El Salvador. Attorney General Pam Bondi says he's facing new charges here.
The grand jury found that over the past 9 years, Abrego Garcia has played a significant role in an alien smuggling ring.
Investigators are looking into allegations of hazing and sexual assault by the soccer team at a Catholic high school in San Antonio. Christina Garcia's son was locked in a cage.
He immediately said, if you make me go to school here 3 more years, I will kill myself.
One of the accused is the principal's son. Central Catholic High School says it has disciplined 5 students. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Wallace.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Partly sunny, highs in the upper 70s today. Slight chance of a thunderstorm this afternoon. Chance of a storm tonight with a low around 55. Showers and thunderstorms on Sunday with a high near 75. Clearing out tomorrow night with a low around 52. Monday, showers in 67.
It's 60 at our studios.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Summer. It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Thanks for joining us on Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Last week, we talked with Todd Berg, Director of Marketing for the Friends of the R.D. Pike Building in Bayfield. Their website is friendsofrdpike.org, and you can find them on Facebook at Friends of R.D. Pike. The R.D. Pike Building is an historic fish hatchery located just 3 miles south of Bayfield, and there's a renovation in the works. That's what we talked about last week. And there's also a special event going on this Saturday, and that's today for most listeners, from 10 to 2. Todd also told me a story about a fishing adventure he and his wife Veronica had on Lake Superior earlier this spring. We didn't have time for it on last week's show, so let's listen to it now.
Early April, we put the boat in the water, maybe mid-April, we put the boat in the water as soon as the ice went off. And we just went out to flip some cohos, you know, catch some cohos and drop them in the live well and have a couple of good meals. And we screwed that up. We're about an hour and a half into this journey, and we're up here between Washburn and Houghton Point. I've got 6 rods out, and I've got 4 planers out, and then I run a rod in the spring that I call a weight rod. They're lighter walleye rods that I run with 12-pound mono to a fluorocarbon leader. I put a split shot just above the fluorocarbon leader, and then I'll run spoons or stick baits, and I run them really close to the boat. One or two of them I'll run right in the, almost in the prop wash. Learned this from a guy out in Lake Ontario, from a friend of mine who's a captain out there, that in early season they catch a lot of browns. So we're trolling along, and we've got a couple fish in the box and got the live well going. And all of a sudden, I happen to glance over on her side, and I see one of the weight rods just jerk really hard once and then again. And then all of a sudden, the line's just screaming.
Oh, boy.
No movement, just the line's just gone. And she gets on the rod right away, and she's like, Todd, she goes, I think I'm stuck. And I'm like, okay. And it sure looked that way. I look down, I'm thinking, well, what I have? I had a spoon on there. That bait's not down more than 4 feet, and we're in 28 feet of water, but it's spring, there's flotsam, and there's deadwood, and I'm thinking, yeah, it could be a tree branch. So I take the rod from her, and I hold it, and the line's just going. And I'm like, yeah, you might be stuck. I said, all right. So I tried to pump the rod, and I was able to pump it, and you had to get a couple of turns of the reel in. So I gave it back to her. I said, just keep pumping. I'm going to get some tools. And I said, where are you at? She said, 137 feet. I said, okay, because we got a line counter on those reels. She starts working. I go up and I get some scissors and a pair of pliers, thinking that, you know, this is going to come up all wrapped up in a tree. So I get back to her. And I'm like, okay, where are you? She goes, 97. And I said, all right. So she's working it, working it, working it. And all of a sudden, I see the line kind of moving a bit to starboard. And I thought, that's kind of odd. And I thought, well, if it's a tree, if it's a branch or something, and it's got a stick up on it, it could be acting like a planer board.
Sure.
So I'm not thinking too much about it. She gets to 30 feet, and all hell breaks loose. We haven't seen anything. It's down deep. All of a sudden, the line just starts screaming again. And she's like, Todd, this is a fish. And I'm like, oh, my God. So I'm like, all right. So I clear a couple of rods, and I'm like, just take your time. And she's a good fisherman. She knows what to do. She gets it to me at the boat, and I got the net out, and I net this brown, and I'm like, holy crap. Wow. And I just left it in the water. I said, all right, I'm not even bringing it in. We've done enough musky fishing. I'm like, he's fine. Just hold it right there. I said, get your phones and everything. Let's get the phones, get some pictures. Well, this brown was 30 inches long, 23-inch girth, and weighed 20 pounds. So she goes, what do you want to do? And I said, put him right in the live well. So I put him in the live well, big male, big type jaw on him. Started the air on the live well as hard as I could get it. And she said, we keep trolling. She says, what do you want to do? And I said, well, I said, I don't want to eat him. I said, he's way too big, number one. Number two, I said, yeah, we could smoke him, but I really don't want to kill him. And I said, number two, I said, I'd like to release him, but I'd also like a mount for you. So we called Joe Fitanti down in Antigo,
sure,
who's done some work for us in the past, talked to Emily, his girl down there, and we said, hey, here's what happened. And she goes, wait, are you in the water right now? I said, yeah, we're still trolling. She's like, oh, my God, I feel like I'm there. And she said, okay, what'd you do? I said, well, he's in the live well right now, I said, and he's been in there for 7-8 minutes, and V opened the live well, and he was upright, and she tried to grab the tail to pull him back just a little bit to see him, and he didn't want anything to do with that. I said, he appears lively. She said, we can do both. She said, I can do a skin mount or a replica. She said, if you're going to do a replica, though, and she said, you've worked with us. She said, I want to know any distinguishing features on the fish, good pictures, good length, good girth. And I said, okay, well, we'll get back to you. So we trolled for a few more minutes, and V said, what do you think? And I said, well, let's pull all the rods. I said, let's go into some shallower water and get into some quiet water where we can try and release him. And so we did. We got everything pulled and went into about 10, 12 feet of water and got him on the lee side. And it wasn't real windy, so that was good. She goes in there to get him. I get a few more pictures. We get the measurements and everything on him. She puts him in the water. And much like musky fishing, I'm trying to get over her shoulder to take some pictures in the water. And I said, hey, see if you can swing him out a little bit to midship so that I can see his head. And when she squeezed a little bit on that tail, he went, oh, yeah, watch this. And he splashed her right in the face, and he shot off like a rocket. We high-fived and said, awesome. So we're getting her a replica made of that. But, you know, it's one of those things where that technique, we've got Browns, we've got Splake, we've got Coho's doing that. That buddy of mine that showed me this on Lake Ontario, I'll tell you what, that early season weight rod is an absolute killer. I have caught some dandy fish doing that. So, yeah, we had some fun.
Why do you call it a weight rod?
Because of the split shot.
Oh.
And actually, I can't take credit for that. Bill, my buddy Bill, called it that. And he said, we just started playing around, and they get some incredible browns on Lake Ontario early in the season. We had a chance to fish with him. We were headed out to see one of our kids out east, and he's got a girlfriend that she went to school with that lives just outside of Watertown, New York. Bill charters out of Henderson Harbor, very close. So we set up a day with him, and I told John and Carla, these friends, I said, hey, come with us, you know, well, let's go fishing with this guy, and I'll pick up the charter. He taught us some things about what he does early season in shallow water, and the weight rod was one of them. He said, we just started playing around with this because we noticed that at times, like, we'd be bringing a fish up, and all of a sudden, a big brown would boil right behind the boat, behind it. And you're like, really? And so he said, try it. He said, I have better luck with spoons than I do with stick baits, but I do catch fish on stick baits as well. But he said, you try and see what you come up with. And that was probably 7-8 years ago. And it has become an absolute staple for us in the spring. I will not fish in the spring without at least one weight rod out, and usually two. And I run them straight off the back of the boat, and last rod's in, and one run on the port side, one on the starboard. And I'll run them anywhere from 15 feet back to maybe 30 at most.
That reminds me of prop wash trolling for muskies, which is popular on Lake St. Clair.
Yep, very much so. Very much so. Bill's convinced it's the disturbance of the prop that attracts them.
Well, I wonder whether it's that or if you occasionally chop up some bait fish that they come in and grab or what?
Yep. When I was guiding on Lake Geneva, we came up with that too. We used to go and fish right in the wakes of the big boats that would go by because it would disturb bait and the bass would be all over it.
Mm-hmm.
Just one of those little things, you know, one of those little techniques. So you go, yeah, that worked. That paid off. that was a good trip. I told her, I said, only you could screw up a nice little coho flip day and, you know, and landing a 20-pound brown. What the hell's the matter with you?
Well, Todd, I know you're busy with the hatchery and the new plans, but I understand you've got a new boat coming soon.
Oh, we do, Dan. We're excited. We made the switch to a more appropriate big water boat. We ordered a new Hughes Craft, a 210 Sea Runner. It's a boat made in Washington State. It's aluminum. It's a deep V boat with a hard top. It will be my forever boat. And we put just about everything on it that you can put on it. We've got radar. We've got a diesel heater. We've got autopilot, several new pieces of electronics, which will probably take me the rest of my life to learn. We're actually going up shortly to the dealer this week to see the boat, put a test run on it with him, and then it will go to rigging, and it should be home sometime in early June.
Do you think I'll have a chance to fish out of it?
I'm counting on that, my friend. I am absolutely counting on it. You can pick whitefish, salmon, trout, bass, walleye, you name it. We'll do it.
All right. Sounds good. That was Todd Berg. He is the marketing director for the Friends of the R.D. Pike Building in Bayfield, the historic fish hatchery in Bayfield. Their website is friendsofrdpike.org. And on Facebook, you can find them at Friends of R.D. Pike. And this Saturday, June 7th, and that's today for most listeners, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., the Friends of the R.D. Pike Building will be assisting the Wisconsin DNR hosting the ever-popular Outdoor Adventure Day at the Les Voigt State Fish Hatchery, which is just behind the R.D. Pike Hatchery there in Bayfield.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
A Blaine's Farm and Fleet original story.
Why is everyone coming on their riding mowers and UTVs?
I figured all the neighbors could use a break from yard work, so I invited them for a...
Ooh, a ride-on lawnmower movie?
Or, as I like to say, a movie.
For beautiful lawns, backyard parties, and everything in between, we've got the values you need to do things your way. Blaine's Farm and Fleet. Be an original.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. We're brought to you by Cedar Lake Sales on Highway 33 West in West Bend and on the web at cedarlakesales.com, by Crestliner Boats at crestliner.com, and by Mercury Marine at mercurymarine.com. See the latest Crestliner Boats and Mercury Outboards at Cedar Lake Sales in West Bend. And Crestliner rebates will continue through the month of June. They've got lots of boats in stock, and they can deliver before July 4th. Cedar Lake Sales also has three boats on display under a tent at Walleye Weekend this weekend in Fond du Lac, and they're offering free demo rides on Saturday and Sunday, so look them up. We're also brought to you by Professional Hearing Care LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, and Green Bay, profhearingcare.com, and by Blaine's Farm and Fleet, serving Wisconsin, Iowa, Illinois, and Michigan, with 45 locations and everything you need for life in the Midwest. Shop online anytime at farmandfleet.com. If our TV show Outdoor Wisconsin is not airing where you live, you can watch past episodes at milwaukeepbs.org, and you can watch Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV from the last couple of years on the Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV YouTube channel. And if you missed anything you want to hear again on this show, you can always listen online at lake-link.com/radio, where you can subscribe to our podcast or download episodes going back a year or so. Our show is also available on other platforms, including outdoornews.com/podcast. And you'll find us on social media at Hardwater Jeff and Dan Small Outdoors. This weekend, of course, is Free Fun Weekend in Wisconsin. It used to be called Free Fishing Weekend, but it's been expanded to Free Fun Weekend. No fishing license is required anywhere in the state. And, of course, bag and size limits still apply, so don't make that mistake. For details on where to fish and current regulations, download the Fishing Wisconsin app from the DNR website. And Free Fun Weekend means there's no admission charge to state parks and trails. For details on events this weekend and anytime, check out the DNR events page. The DNR is still seeking tips on two serious incidents, the illegal shooting of a bull elk in Jackson County and a fire that destroyed a bridge over Tank Creek on the Great River State Trail in Trempealeau County. If you have any information on either of these incidents, call 800-TIP-WDNR. That's 800-TIP-WDNR. Lost in the Woods Improv has announced their summer schedule. Their next show is next Thursday, the 12th of June, at the Backstage at Lake Superior Big Top Chautauqua. That's just 3 miles south of Bayfield off of Highway 13. They'll be doing the Armando. That's an improv show that bases its words and actions on true tales told by special guests. Always different, always memorable, and always full of laughs. Details and a full schedule on Facebook or Instagram at Lost in the Woods Improv. And finally, with Father's Day coming up next Saturday, more gift ideas if you don't already have something planned. How about going to Farm and Fleet stores? You'll find up to 50% off on selected items. You can check them out online at farmandfleet.com for details and store locations. Or how about a weekend getaway at Wild Eagle Lodge in Eagle River? You can fish the Eagle Chain for bass, walleyes, or muskies, or panfish, of course. Play around to golf, hit the go-kart track, hike or bike one of the many trails, or just have fun around the campfire. Visit Wild Eagle Lodge www.warrennelson.com for details. Our theme music is by Warren Nelson. For more on Warren and his music, visit warrennelson.com. I'm Dan Small. Jeff says he'll be back next weekend. And if you go to Walleye Weekend in Fond du Lac, look for Jeff at the weigh-in stage and say hello. Meanwhile, get outside for a free fun weekend wherever you are. And be sure to join us again next week for Outdoors Radio.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. State Senator Kelda Royce will be here with our weekly Joint Finance Committee update, as well as headlines from Wisconsin Watch. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Take yourself out to the ballgame at a historic winter field in Wisconsin Rapids for Rafter Baseball and Anything But Travis Kelce Night. On June 7th, Anyone But Kelce Night is a celebration of your favorite pop star and your least favorite tight end. Travis Kelce and the number 87 are banned from winter field for the night. So trade in your Travis Kelce jersey for a new Rafters jersey and celebrate Taylor, as she can do no wrong. So take yourself out to the ballgame at historic winter field in Wisconsin Rapids for Rafter Baseball and Anything But Travis Kelce Night.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. The Supreme Court has decided to allow DOJ to access sensitive information kept by the Social Security Administration while the issue plays out in lower courts. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
The three liberal justices voted as a block, rejecting DOJ's claim that it needed access to personal records maintained by the Social Security Administration, which would include tax and citizenship records.
El Salvador has returned the Maryland man who was mistakenly deported there in March to the U.S. so he can face criminal charges. Attorney General Pam Bondi says Kilmar Abrego Garcia was part of a human smuggling ring.
He will be prosecuted in our country, sentenced in our country if convicted, and then returned after completion of his sentence.
CBS's Nicole Skanga has more on the charges against Abrego Garcia.
U.S. prosecutors allege Abrego Garcia conspired to operate a decade-long MS-13